It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Mate, speaking of effort and having a dig for the bloke beside you, we've got Lindsay Collins on the line. How are you going, brother?
Good, fellas. How are we?
Very, very good. Thanks, mate. Look, huge win on the weekend. And I totally understand you don't want to get, you know, too caught up in it. But in saying that, you've got to enjoy the big moments when you can. How are you feeling after that, mate?
Yeah, definitely. It's probably the first time when we had like a full collective 80-minute performance. And yeah, you know, to play a game like that, yeah, it was awesome. Awesome to be a part of on a special day. But yeah, like you said, it's hard to sort of, we haven't put games back-to-back yet. So I think for us, that's the biggest thing that we're thinking about at the moment. And it's a good start to build on that.
Hey, big Lens at Smithy, just while we're still on that Anzac game, where did that performance come from? Do you think you guys were just on that day, or do you think the Dragons were slightly off? Because, mate, they come into that game with a lot of confidence. They'd won two in a row looking for three straight. But I really thought that was going to be a close game. I didn't see the 60-point drubbing coming.
I think we sort of thought the same too. You know, the year before, every year it's always a tight contest. And the year before it was, 1 point in it. So for us, like we've been working hard at training, and it's been there. We know it's been there. Just not necessarily being out on the field, maybe in patches. But we're to finally put it together for a full 80 minutes. Like I feel like we didn't even, you know, let up in the 60, 70 minute, which is really good for us going forward. So, it's just about building on that and, you know, taking that confidence from that game and realising that we can do it. Because, like you said, you know, Dragons are a great team. And they've been playing some good footy all year. And Anzac Day is always a big clash. So, it's not like they weren't up for it. So, for us, it gives us a lot of confidence in ourselves, yeah.
Mate, I have a tendency to get carried away, so I'll try not to. But I really feel like as a fan of the Roosters and you know, really enjoying when you guys do click, it's some of the best footy you can watch. I really felt on the weekend, everything clicked. Like the halves clicked. Teddy was fantastic. Sam Walker was fantastic. Kiri was like the whole forward. But everything looked like you're playing exactly the way the Roosters would play. Do you feel like you're getting closer to exactly the game plan that I assume Trent Robinson is trying to put out there?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've sort of got a grasp on the balance. You know, you got your Sam Walkers and your Joey Manu and James Tedesco that like to play that eyes up footy and have a crack, and if they see something, they go after it sort of thing. But the thing I think we've learnt from that is once we do have a crack, going back into our system. So I think we're getting the balance of playing footy, enjoying ourselves, and then bringing it back to our system. I feel like that balance creates, you know, the performance that you saw on the weekend.
Lindsay, mate, your four wins from your first eight already. So you're sitting inside the top eight after 8 weeks. Traditionally, like you fellas, you've been a little bit slow to start the season, right? Was there a discussion that you had this preseason, or is there something that you have changed to go, look, let's jump out of the blocks fast, get ourselves in a good position coming into sort of that origin period where we all, you know, we have a bit on our plate, you know, there's blokes going sort of all over the country. Was there a change in focus going into the start of this year, mate?
Yeah, there definitely was that conversation that we have started slow over the last couple of years. And I think the biggest thing for us and for really everyone is winning creates confidence. So, you know, it was a big emphasis on, you know, starting the season strong and, you know, getting a few wins under our belts. And that momentum carries on throughout the season. So, it's, you know, 4 from 4. It's not bad, but you always want more, I guess. So But yeah, I think we're better than we were last year,
mate. I really enjoyed the progression of your career. You know, there's certain forwards, they come on and they're a boom, and they start to get the big minutes initially when they're a younger forward. Whereas, like, what I've enjoyed about your career is you've really had to build into being the premier front rower that you are, and then obviously getting selected for Origin. What do you reckon it's been over the last few years? Where I know it's not overnight. I know it takes a whole career, but what's really clicked for you in the last 4 or 5 years?
I think that slow development. Obviously, there. I think it's also the system that I'm in here at the Roosters. Mm. And I think it's also the players around me as well. You can put an average player into a group of excellent athletes, and that average player will bring himself up. So I feel like that sort of happened for me in the Roosters. Talent sort of only got me so far, and then being thrusted into the environment of the Roosters, that hard work and mastering your craft has sort of been instilled in me here. So, head down, get to work sort of thing.
Now, mate, you take on the Bronx this weekend. They had a pretty good win on the weekend themselves, and they got all their big guns back. What's the plan to take on the likes of Payne Haas and Big Paddy Carrigan up front?
Yeah, they bring a lot of energy and go forward for their team, and it allows their halves and, Walshy at the back there to play off the back of that. So for us, it's about ruck control and controlling that speed of the ruck. We just got to get our tackle on and,
Mate, we're heading into Origin season. I mean, look, to me, honest, Origin season starts at January 1st for me personally, but heading into Origin season, what's it like, I guess, obviously I know you will work for your jersey, but you'd have to assume that, me personally think you'd get that jersey, but what's the headspace like heading into Origin? I know you'd focus on Roosters footy first because that's your club, but is there an added kind of, I have to take extra care of my body, all these little extra things I need to do to make sure that you stay in good nick through that really tough period?
No, not necessarily. I think it's just you go about your everyday business, you prepare to work. For me, like, are you talking about during the Origin period or are you talking about before leading up to it?
Oh, pretty much. We'll say during the Origin period, if you are selected, is there kind of an extra mental, I guess, step you have to take each week to make sure that you're keeping your body in good nick, being a front rower especially?
Yeah, there definitely is because, it's added games that are probably the highest intensity of NRL. So, and then you've got to go back and you've got to perform for your club. That is your priority there, and that's who pays you and where you're contracted to. So, you definitely have to take that extra care so that you're putting your best foot forward to go out and perform for your club every week.
Mate, whatever you're doing with your preparation, Big Lins, just keep doing it, mate. Like, you turned up in that game in Adelaide, took that high ball.
Oh, stop
in front
it.
Of, in front of your club captain, Teddy, and then pass it to Munster, mate. Hey?
Yeah, good.
Just keep doing what you're doing, big boy. Hey, you got a number of your teammates moving on this year. Have you had an opportunity to sort of sit down and sort of discuss the amount of guys moving on and maybe, just trying to make this a special year, particularly for a guy like Luke Keary, who's decided to hang up the boots?
Discussion hasn't really been had. You start pre-season with the one goal in mind and, that doesn't change regardless of, what's sort of happening. Not thinking about next year too much. We're in 2024 and that's the main focus. So, yeah.
Mate, thanks so much for joining us and cannot wait for the Clash this week. It's going to be huge. And, love watching you play, mate. And good luck with the rest of the year.
Good on you,
Lins. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. See you guys.
There we go. The big fella, Lindsay Collins, mate. Seriously, if you watch Lindsay Collins closely, he is such an enjoyable watch. All the little things that he does on the footy field, it's a real credit to him. I mean, Smithy, you can speak on it better than I can, for sure.
Yeah, mate, it's crazy. Like, to think, you know, like the work he does in the middle with his hit-ups, his tackles, and, you know, all the particular things he does in defence. Like, and then he turns up into places where you just think, mate, what's he doing there?
Yeah.
Well, the front rower shouldn't be there.
Absolutely.
Especially in Origin. Like, he's just, he really has, like you mentioned it before, Kempy, like, he's just gone to another level over the past couple of years. And, look, I truly believe he doesn't, you know, he doesn't get the sort of pats on the back or the headlines like a lot of the other, well, I wouldn't say a lot of the other, but some of the other front rowers in the game. But, look, he's one of the premier props in our competition, that's for sure. And I'm sure he's a player that every coach would love to have in his side.
Mate, absolutely. Now, we're about to head to the break, but before the break, we got a text here. Hi, Kempy and Goat. Can you tell Lindsay he has been sacked from the front rowers club? He's too articulate. That's Jared from Bondi. We'll see you on the other side of the break.